wanted to track down Joe. He's out in Seattle. I'm sure he's doing fine. He's a family guy. And got kids and named his first son Elvis.
He's a character.
So trying to find, you know, use these names to look up people, and somebody will be telling a story and then someone else will, and they'll overlap a little, like some of the things you're saying overlap with what Haynes was talking about, because he said, basically said, I was just interested in the light and the colors, and I'd gotten into photography and I liked light and color, so said I experimented with light and color.
That's right. You know, Haynes, in the basement of that house that he owned, set up a really nice darkroom. I mean, of course, that was his hobby. It wasn't his, I believe it was a family business of publishing or printing.
Yeah, printing.
Printing.
Published and printing.
Publishing and printing. And it was down on Spring Street.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a steakhouse that it was next to down there. That steakhouse, it was a steakhouse. And then Max, the guy in our class, his father had a recording studio right
Max
across.
Geiger.
Max Geiger had a recording studio. His father had
his recording studio
right across the street. I can't remember what that was called. But anyway, Haynes' company was there. He got into photography big time and really had fun with that. He would come to our gigs, like the collage gigs, and wander around in the background and take pictures of things, and he chronicled all that and pictures. So some of these photographs that you've come up with were probably pictures that Haynes took.
Yeah.
And if Haynes still has any of his material, he might. He took a lot of pictures of everything. He took pictures of all kinds of stuff. I mean, he was not a hippie. He was a square. And Haynes, I know you understand because you didn't mind it. He was a square business dude. And he never dropped out. But he just loved the creative part of it and being there and being able to kind of bankroll some of the things that were done. And he was a great guy. But it was all kind of odd, you know, to me. But of course, if he had dropped out and everything, then there wouldn't be anything. He had the business going. It wouldn't be any funding.